Last time on Adventures in George School.
What the hell is wrong with you? Are you trying to get us all killed? It's not like you're in your 20s, you know. In fact, we're all pretty old here. And now, we're all going back to the military. And for what, huh? Are you trying to revisit your glory days?
Girl, what have you gotten yourself into?
What in the hell? Where am I?
Welcome. I'm Butcher.
Thank you, Vivian, Charlie, and good morning, America. Jamie Quinn reporting to you from Camp Giant Killer, so affectionately called by many of our military men and women. The Corps of Engineers have been working hard to get this bunker you see behind me done in time to do battle with the devil.
What do you mean, Slim is dead?
Vic said she died in her sleep last night.
And you believe that? BB, no one that young just dies in their sleep. Something else is going on here. Can't you see it?
Where are you? Butcher. I want real power. Power like yours.
That comes with a cost, my liege, if you are willing.
Now I think that's everything I'll need for a bit. Now, let's get out of here.
Going somewhere.
Fish!
And now, Adventures in George School.
You to season 2, episode 14, The Lion's Den.
Parental discretion is advised.
I could play it again for you.
No need for that. So Sergeant William is playing both sides of the fence. Okay. Has your transport left yet?
Yes, an hour ago. And your gunship is ready, sir.
All right, Sergeant. Turn off the lights. Time to chase down a fox. Get to the gunship.
Okay, Anna. We're good to go. So if you guys need to use the bathroom, now's the time. We pull out in 10. Excuse me, Doctor.
I don't think the good lieutenant is a fan of me, Anna.
Oh, don't mind him. He's like that with everyone at first. I'd worry when he does warm up to you. I still have to tell him that he has to hold the camera this time. Believe me, he's not going to take that well. But we're losing a lot of reporters and cameramen. It's become slim pickings.
Anna, you seem to know our good cop well. Are the two of you together? Oh, I'm sorry. That truly is none of my business. But Clementine keeps pressing. She really won't shut up about it.
Okay. Oh, don't be sorry. You know, you're the second person to ask that question. But no, we are not. I hope that eases Clementine's mind. And yours. I'm sorry, Doctor, but I should go to the little girl's room before we leave. I'll see you in the truck, okay?
Yes. Oh, yes. My dear Anna, by all means. Yes, Clementine. Very condescending. Yes. Yes, I have the surprise ready. All right. No, I have it. No, just stop it.
We'll be right back. on? What are you doing? Stop, stop, stop. For goodness sakes. Thomas, how many times do we have to go over this? The truss goes between the wall studs only at the windows. There is no need to put them on the brick walls.
Man, look, no need to talk to me like that.
Excuse me? I don't believe I've said anything off-color to you. Just get back to work. The faster we get this done, the faster we go home.
So, I'm not fast enough for you?
I didn't say that.
Bro, he called you stupid. I wouldn't take that.
Hey, why don't we all take a small break? Say 10 minutes.
I'll just break your face. How about that?
Help!
Yo, Tap said not to hurt him.
Man, F Taps.
Excuse me?
Oh, shit. Taps?
Nah. No, don't let me interrupt you beating up my engineer. And if my memory serves me correct, I did say no harm is to come to him. Thomas. This is the part where you tell me, yes, I remember.
But Taps.
How dare you disrespect me like that? What was that? You're gurgling? Oh, don't worry. Your family gets nothing for your insolence.
He's fine.
What the hell? Where did he go?
Okay, are there any more Thomases here? Please step forward. Then get back to work. Kevin, are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be all right. Hey, thanks for that.
I promised no harm to you, and he broke that promise. Come on, let's get you to your feet.
May I ask what happened to Thomas?
No. Back to it, Kevin, and don't worry about the others. I believe the problem has been rectified, so I'll leave you to it.
Well, thanks for the help. Oh, wait, my list!
Fucking asshole! I will fucking kill you! Watch where the fuck you're going!
Well, we're here. Fucking hey.
Now that is a mob. I can honestly say, I wasn't expecting this.
Well, what now?
We get out and make our way through, I guess.
Dude, we won't make it 10 steps with these weapons out there. You got any other ideas?
Damn!
May we help you?
Yes. Please come with me. Oh, you can bring one gun. Tick, tick.
They know we're here. How?
Williams.
Well.
Who are you? Thor? I said guns only.
I use a mace.
Okay. I'm John, by the way. And you are?
Nick.
You mind telling us how it is you knew we were coming?
The good Sergeant Williams. Let's say she has family ties to Cleveland.
I take it you have a plan to get us past that crowd. They sound like they're ready for Mad Max to lead them.
That's closer to the truth than you would believe. So I'll be taking you in the back way, the way the families come in. As long as you're with me, we won't be stopped. The only problem I see is, well, they have been doing some construction, and the entrance may be blocked.
Wait! So you want us to follow you into the lion's den? How can we trust you? We just met.
Look, I'm here to help you. The one thing we don't want is the butcher in control and running Cleveland. So I will get the 3 of you before Vic. And the rest is on you.
Good enough. Nick, you good?
Yep.
Okay. The door's not blocked. Here we go.
Mayor, locals, Marine, we must leave for Texas.
And tell me why we are leaving so early if we don't fight Giles till tomorrow.
Mayor, We have to coordinate with the humans so we don't die in the process of helping. You do want your place in the sea, don't you?
More than you know right now. And yes, I know the humans are capable of killing us now. So yes, you have Lotos and my full cooperation.
Good. And where is your second in that fool, Ari?
Outside waiting. You managed to piss the both of them off. Vinkar, I took your advice and was able to incorporate the human spell with my powers. And now, look. No.
Impressive. Let's go. I hope you two are ready for this. Both of us, Fala will call to you tomorrow, and your powers will return. I need you all to understand this. This is my effort to discourage any ideas you may have of backstabbing me. To the humans, we are gods because we command their element. But back on our world, we are one of a million. And if there's one thing the humans are good at, it's killing gods.
I'm Charlie Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward.
And this is the morning news.
Good morning, America. And starting off the news this morning, neighborhood markets. More and more neighborhoods are instituting this new way of getting the desperately needed goods closer to the people who need them.
More turmoil in Washington, D.C. as our financial leaders and President Price go round and round on supplying some type of revenue to the American people. The president wants to throw trillions of dollars at the problem now and deal with the consequences down the road. But the other side wants a guarantee on repayment. Like that'll happen. I don't get it.
The cleanup of Malibu continues. Now at a slower pace as more bodies are being discovered under the rubble that used to be Malibu. That was destroyed by a dimensional. Coming up later today, we check in with Anna Vapperman.
Also coming up, we go back to Jamie Quinn as things heat up with the arrival of Dr. Samuels and his dimensional group. Will calm heads prevail or will all-out chaos reign?
Oh, Charlie, don't be so dramatic.
You never know what will happen when the dimensionals come to town.
You really think you're funny, don't you?
All the time. So stay with us. There's still more to come. I'm Charlie Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward for Channel 3 News.
See you in a bit.
All right, kids. Everybody in. Buckle up. Long drive ahead. Anna, what are you doing?
My hair?
Oh, no. Get me out of here. Get this shit off of me. Get this shit off me.
What's wrong?
This damn big-ass spider.
Dr. Ramses has a pet spider. I'm sure she's harmless.
And Jackie, is it... I'm sorry for Clementine giving you such a fright. Bad girl. Bad, bad girl. Clementine just needed to stretch her legs. All 8 of them. Yes, Clementine. Jackie could be a metrosexual name.
Yo, what? He's talking to the spider? The spider?
Yes, he does.
Oh, great!
Will you man up?
Have you seen this spider? You come sit next to it. Ah, shit, it's getting closer. Hey! Take it easy on the bumps.
Come, Clementine. Sit on my lap. We wouldn't want Metro Jackie wee-weeing on himself. I know. It's not you. It's him.
So, Dr. Ramses, where do you come from? What's your story? I gotta admit, you're a very colorful character.
Clementine, the good lieutenant wants to know our origin. Well, lieutenant, I was born in a small town in Romania to my mama. I grew up like any other kid at first. But books became my obsession at an early age. What's that, Clementine? No, they don't need to know that. Sorry. Well, I was an insect, a bug kid, if you will. And it followed me all through school. And now, here I am. But I have very little left from my homeland. Just one or two heirlooms. Hey, would the lieutenant like to see one?
Why, yes. I think that would be cool.
Ow! Oh! Okay, Clementine. Let me put you away now so I can get the heirloom.
Oh, now he wanna put the spider away.
This should be good. An heirloom from old Romania? Gotta get this on film.
Okay, what do you think?
But it's just a gas mask.
Yes.
Gas mask?
Yes, now see.
I can't move.
Taps, I'm not kidding. I'm getting really weirded out with Slim dying like that. And now May up and disappeared. And John says the men from the military are in town and almost here. Hey, me and my girls have been loyal to the cause, and now things are slipping. I can see it. And where's your sister? Ever since this shit happened, we haven't really seen her.
Look, Vic needs a little time to, let's say, adjust to her new situation.
Hell, we are all going to need some time to adjust to her and her new friend.
Speaking of friends, have you seen May? It's noon, and I didn't see her on my rounds.
Last time I saw May, she was packing her bags to get out of here. I guess she finally flew the coop.
Great. More problems. Just what we need today.
Oh? What happened?
First, Kevin was beat up a little bit by Thomas. And unfortunately, he had to go. You know, while I'm on that subject, BB, I'm going to need you to send some of your girls down to watch out for him. I hate to lose more of our people, but Kevin is most important right now.
Yeah, I got the perfect pair, and they think he's cute in an English kind of way.
Now, John will be arriving any time now with the three men from the military. He will bring it to the parlor, and once they are inside, I want all the guards posted at every corner.
Wow. Okay, it's one of those days. I'm on it. Hey, and Vic?
That's my next stop. Oh, BB, thanks for letting me vent a bit.
It's all good.
Vic. Hey, Vic. I'm coming in. Oh, that's fucked up.
What? Don't wait.
No, I don't. Butcher did this to you?
Yes, but I asked for it.
So he had to turn you into a monster?
Is that what you think, brother?
Was it worth it?
Yes.
Okay. John will be arriving with the three.
Yes. Yes, of course, yes, I know, Clementine. They will be very upset when they come to. Yes, yes, I know. Keep my voice down.
My head is pounding. Wait, Ramses. You let me out of these right now so I can strangle you. And I'm just getting started.
What's all the yelling about?
Whoa, wait, how? Who?
Yes, the good doctor gassed us.
Shh. You'll wake the giant.
You gotta be kidding me.
Wait. What are you doing? Why are we cuffed to the bars?
Just getting a little more comfortable.
Quiet. I'm going to go and get blood and tissue samples from the giant. I'll be back before you can say...
Giant?
Yes, giant. Anna, such a bad girl. What's that, Clementine? Its eye is open. Oh, its eye is open.
Could you, I don't know, stop talking to that spider like it's a real human and get us out of here?
But
now...
Damn, it's moving. We need to be moving. Here, where are the keys to these cuffs?
Yes. No, here.
Oh, man. Where did you learn to drive like that?
Okay, I'm free. Jackie, free yourself and Anna. Doc... You and I need to have a talk while driving. Now go two streets up, then a left.
You can see that far?
Just get Anna loose, Jackie, and then start shooting that thing.
My phone. I need my phone. I have to call.
Yeah. About those.
Really? You took our phones?
Turn in here. Now stop. That's okay. Anna has a transmitter on her shirt.
Oh.
That's right.
The building's coming down.
Well, Sergeant, any lane you can walk away from is a good one.
So I've been told. Sir?
General, we have a problem.
Already? I just got here. What could it possibly be?
Miss Anna Babelman. Her distress beacon was activated. Sir, she's in the middle of giant country.
Well, that's not good.
What? Well, how the hell did that happen? Sergeant, give me a line to George School, now. Major, where is Sergeant Williams?
She is being interviewed by Miss Jamie Quinn from Town of 3 News.
Great. Major, round up some MPs and meet me at the interview. And send a communique to the U.S. Cold to start a bombardment of Cleveland ASAP.
Sir.
I'm Vivian Hayward.
And I'm Charlie Carmichael. Let's dive right in. Reports have come in from the military that lights are now being seen in the zone of smoke encumbering the end of Florida and surrounding oceans. So as of now, only the military will be allowed in Florida.
And back to Washington, D.C., where Congress has heard the arguments from some of the families leading the charge in finding missing loved ones from the downed planes during the night of the event. Unfortunately, Congress shot down any ideas of civilians going into any dangerous zone.
And now, we'll switch over to Jamie Quinn, who I'm told has a host of guests with her. Jamie?
Yes, I do, Charlie. And good afternoon, America. Jamie Quinn here at Camp Giant Killer. And as you can see behind me, the trench is completed with dome and all. Now, a permanent part of the landscape as the U.S. military and Dr. Samuels and his dimensionals do battle with the devil of the Midwest.
That looks incredible, Jamie.
Yes, it does. Wow.
Yes, Charlie. Wow. Indeed, the soldiers here call it a work of art. And now here with me, I have one of America's finest, Colonel Weems, who has seen combat with spiders, scorpion creatures, and is one of the survivors of the Ghost Mirage. Colonel Weems, what do you think of all of this?
I love it. Every little bit helps. But now, we got new armaments. So now the playing field just got a whole lot evener.
And as a fighter on the front lines, and I know you've seen your share of the new reality, do you think things will return to normal for the world?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
And thank you for your service, Colonel Weems.
No, thank you.
McFly, what
now,
are you
Charlie,
doing?
Now, Charlie, Vivian, we have a Sergeant Williams who is here on loan from President Price and is part of the command structure. So, Sergeant, I'm told you are now part of General Stapleton's cabinet.
Yes, I am, Jackie. And if things are on schedule, General Stapleton should have landed 5 minutes ago.
And what of Dr. Samuels and his group?
Dr. Samuels should be here late this afternoon in an effort to minimize interaction with the troops and the Dimensionals. I don't have to tell you about the sentiment in the air for the Dimensionals.
No. I got to see firsthand last night.
I can't imagine.
Oh, we have a surprise guest approaching. General Stapleton, with a set of MPs. General Stapleton?
Sergeant Williams, I'm going to need you to accompany these men.
I know an arrest when I see one. What's the charge?
No comment.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Major Freeman.
Now, Major Freeman, can you tell us what Sergeant Williams was arrested for?
No comment.
Well, Vivian, Charlie, I think that's all we're going to get out of a good major. But I'll do my best to get some answers before day's end.
I'd say so. What a show.
Told ya, total chaos. Coming up, Anna Vapperman with an update on her hunt with Dr. Ramses. What? What, no Anna?
Ladies and gentlemen, Anna Vapperman's emergency beacon was activated early this morning, we were told.
And by the looks of things, Miss Vapperman is in giant territory.
Oh my God, but that's west of where they were supposed to be.
I believe our good doctor may have an evil hand in this. But as of now, that's all we have for you, our good listeners. Till the AM, I'm Charlie Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward.
For Channel 3 News.
Now the hub for all news.
I'm telling you, Cretan hair formula for men really works. See, look right here.
It's them. Let them home.
Tops. PB.
John John. And I see you have some guests with you.
Well, now, ain't you a tall drink of water?
Madame.
Oh. And proper, too. Figures. In a ring to boot.
Gentlemen, after you. Bibi.
Yes, it will be taken care of.
Good.
Well, what the fuck?
Vic, is that you?
What is that?
What the hell happened?
Yes, it is.
Taps.
That is my sister you address. Don't forget.
What the shit? Vic?
George School, you've been compromised. 30 seconds incoming.
God damn it.
Well, that's simply perfect timing.
Don't let them escape. Kill them.
Rick, your mace is glowing. I think he's coming.
What the?
Slaughter them all.
Hey.
1 second.
Rick, you got the butcher, or Vic, or whatever the hell that thing is. D, we need a door.
Kill them.
BB! Get out of here! Get to your people! We got this!
Good! So you know this is gonna hurt already.
You come to your
death.
Big! Time's up! D! That door!
Off by
a Taps! I'm sorry. Butcher has to die.
Let's go!
Rick, let's go!
Sorry, I'd like to stay and dance, but I gotta go.
Follow me out.
What the? Move it, D.
You won't escape me.
Look out! Ugh.
That way.
Welcome aboard the USS Cole. Sorry, your stay will be short. You are being retasked to Giant Country now by the order of the President. Sorry, your chopper awaits.
God damn it.
Adventures in George School would like to thank the following in making this episode a success. The creators at Soundly.com, the band Crash Rocket, all of the actors from the Daytona Beach Post Office, and members of the surrounding communities. Special thanks to Ricky Hernandez from the show That's So Controversial on YouTube. And thanks to DMIC Productions in creation of this episode. Thank you.